the bravo cat who traveled on a barge.
In fact, he was the roughest cat that ever roamed at large.
From Brazen up to Oxford, he pursued his evil aims, rejoicing in his title of
the Terror of the Thames.
His manners and appearance did not calculate to please. His coat was torn and seedy, he was baggy at the knees. One ear was somewhat missing, no need to tell you why. And he scowled upon a hostile world from one forbidding eye.
The cottagers of Rotherhithe knew something of his fame. At Hammersmith and Cutsmith, people shuddered at his name.
They would fortify the hen house, lock up the silly goose.
When the rumour ran along the shore,
well, tigers on the loose.
Woe to the weak canary that flutters from its cage.
Woe to the pampered pekingese that feasts while tigers rage.
Woe to the bristly bandicoot that lurks on foreign ships.
And woe to any cat with whom the tiger came to grips.
But most to cats of foreign race his hatred had been vowed.
To cats of foreign name and race no quarter was allowed.
The Persian in the Siamese regarded him with fear,
because it was a Siamese that mauled his missing ear.
Now on a peaceful summer's night, all nature seemed at play. The tender moon was shining bright, the barge at Molesey lay.
All in the balmy moonlight, it lay rocking on the tide, and the tiger was disposed to show his sentimental side.
Well, tiger's battlemate Rumbaskin long since had disappeared, for to the bell at Hampton he had gone to wet his beard.
And his boatswain tumbled brute, as he too had stole away. In the yard behind the lion, he was prowling for his prey.
In the forepeak of the vessel, Growl Tiger sate alone,
concentrating his attention on the lady Criddlebone.
And his ravished crew lay sleeping in their barrels and their bunks,
as the Siamese came creeping in their sampans and their junks.
Ralph Tiger had no eye or ear for aught but Griddlebone.
And the lady seemed enraptured by his manly baritone,
disposed to relaxation and awaiting no surprise.
But the moonlight shone reflected from a thousand bright blue eyes. And closer still and closer the sampan circled round, and yet from all the enemy there was not heard a sound. The foe was armed with toasting forks and cruel carving knives,
and the lovers sang their last duet in danger of their lives. Oh, how well I remember the old bull and bush, where we used to go down of a Saturday night, where when anything happened it come with a rush. For the boss, Mr. Clark, he was very polite. A very nice house from basement to garret, a very nice house, ah, but it was the parrot, the parrot, the parrot, named Billy McCall, what brought all those folks to the bar. Ah, he was the life of the bar. Of a Saturday night, we was all feeling bright, and Lily LaRose, the barmaid that was, she'd say, Billy, Billy McCall, come give us a dance on the bar. And Billy would dance on the bar, and Billy would dance on the bar. And then we'd feel balmy in each eye a tear, and emotion would make us all order more beer.
Lily, she was a girl, what had brains in her head. She wouldn't have nothing, no, not that much said. If it come to an argument or a dispute, she would settle it off and with the toe of her boot. Or as likely as not, put a fist through your eye. And when we was happy and just a bit dry, or when we was thirsty and just a bit sad, she would rap on the bar with that corkscrew she had and say, Billy, Billy McCall, come give us a tune on your pastoral flute. And Billy strike up on his pastoral flute, and Billy strike up on his pastoral flute. And then we'd feel balmy in each eye a tear, and emotion would make us all order more beer. Billy, Billy McCall, come give us a tune on your moly guitar. And Billy strike up on his moly guitar. And Billy strike up on his moly guitar. And then we'd feel balmy in each eye a tear, and emotion would make us all order more beer.
Billy, Billy McCall, come give us a tune on your moly guitar.
He was the life of the bar.
Then Gilbert gave the signal to his fierce Mongolian horde. With a frightful burst of fireworks, the chinks, they swarmed aboard.
Then Griddlebone, she gave a screech, for she was badly scared. I'm sorry to admit it, but she quickly disappeared.
She probably escaped with ease. I'm sure she was not drowned.
What a serrated ring of passion, still a proud tiger did surround.
The ruthless foe pressed forward with starboard crank on crank.
Proud tiger, to his vast surprise, was forced to walk the plank.
There's nothing to equal from what I hear tell. That moment of mystery when I made history.